This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are several items that I want to detail in this hour. One is an LA Times article from last week, Mission Creep Hits Home. American Armed Forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles. Another is an open letter of one of the widows of September 11th, basically saying the government's behind 9/11. Very interesting. Republished in a newspaper. Also, Viet Dinh, the supposed author of the Patriot Act. I guess they mean the compiler of old legislation they could never pass, but that they did pass opportunistically in the aftermath of 9/11. Is saying, yeah, the secret arrest of citizens is needs to be, quote, looked at by the courts, knowing the courts have already ruled they can do this, which doesn't make it constitutional. These same institutions said black people weren't human beings. I refuse to follow that order. I refuse to follow criminal violations of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So that's coming up, too. Just a ton of important news. The dollar plunged to record lows, $1.22. Is what the euro was running against the dollar. The dollar, of course, the euro was 90 cents against the dollar about a year and a half ago, so that's a 32-cent increase in the euro. And Buffett and Soros are running around celebrating. Bush has his Treasury Secretary snow-jobbing the people, telling us how wonderful the dropping dollar is. So we'll talk about that, too. As promised, we're going to have open phones on this show. Let's get some more of the great calls out of the way. Dan in Illinois, good to hear from you, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I got a little two things. The one thing is that I got a little different slant on those 54 people who were killed.
Yeah, for those that don't know, recap what you're talking about.
Well, this morning there was 54 people killed by the U.S. troops, and they claim that these were people that were attacking them or something.
And they admit now that they've been randomly just basically bombing neighborhoods where they think there might be some terrorists. And yes, they want to get the body count up, and the thing stinks to high heaven after all the past lies we've been told.
Well, according to the BBC this morning, the people of that town are claiming that the majority of those people were just citizens, not soldiers. And what's unique about that town is that that town has signs all over the place that say, American occupation, go home, down with Bush. They're all in English, so they're very openly a protesting town against Bush. So it's interesting.
And others that have protested have had their entire farms bulldozed, ancestral areas, which is going to cause more rage. And again, the UN is going to come in later as the fake savior.
Welcome, democracy. And the second thing is, I looked up on the internet, Alex. You know that from Dallas to Baghdad, it's 7,300 miles?
I knew it was over 6,000 miles, yes.
According to the Internet. At 500 miles an hour in Air One, that would be 14 hours each way. He was missing 28 hours? I don't think so. It would take plus the 2 hours there, that means 30 hours he was missing in the air. I don't think he was gone that long. Something's wrong somewhere.
Well, we know that Bush Sr. would be delivered for secret meetings via SR-71 Blackbird. That's admitted back when he was vice president, and even before he was vice president, for that CIA director, head ambassador to the UN, ambassador to China. But I know this, that was a gigantic, disgusting stunt, just like landing on the aircraft carrier when he went AWOL from the Air National Guard in Texas.
Well, Joyce was saying somebody this morning on a website, it was saying that was a totally staged wag the dog type of thing.
Well, of course it. You don't have to. I mean, it's obvious.
I mean, he didn't even
go
there.
He sneaks into Baghdad, gives them a turkey, flies out while they're cutting their benefits and refusing them health care.
30 hours? I mean, he wasn't gone 30 hours if he took Air Force One anyway.
Anything else on your mind, Dan?
Take care, Alex.
All right, thanks for the call. I saw a online photograph, an altered photo of Bush. Instead of a turkey, it was a little flag-draped coffin. In fact, I'd like my webmaster to post that on PrisonPlanet.com. It was a flag-draped coffin instead of the turkey, with Bush's face altered to look like the Grinch.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Oh my, I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't like being manipulated, folks. Remember Saving Private Lynch? Day one, we knew that was a staged event. Turned out the Iraqis tried to turn her over 2 days before. The Iraqi military had pulled out. Turns out that Jerry Bruckheimer, he admitted to the BBC, the big Pirates of the Caribbean producer. He produces 4 or 5 different TV shows every season, most of them police state extravaganzas, pushing a whole New World Order agenda. He was a consultant for that for the 2 days leading up to the raid. Turns out that what the Pentagon put out about her shooting back at the Iraqis and fighting them with a knife in her teeth, that was all staged. That was theater. That was propaganda. And again, we have the fake letters in hundreds of newspapers written by the Pentagon trying to manipulate the American people. Folks, that's a mind control, a propaganda action by the Pentagon against you. That's illegal. That's criminal. That violates every canon of a free society. Look at all the indicators of police state and oppression and repression around you. And so we have this new event with Bush and the turkey. He takes off the day before Thanksgiving, flies into Baghdad International Airport, goes to a nearby hangar, a Bob Hope Entertainment Center, R&R Center. He goes in. The troops had no idea. He comes out and for photo ops, hands them turkeys with all the relish and hors d'oeuvres piled up around it. And the big part of this story, one of the key areas of the story, is I have now read what major reporters had to say in newspapers about how they were brought to Crawford Airport, or the airport nearby to Crawford, a former Air Force base there in Waco, and how White House aides would pick them up and say, "I can't tell you where we're going." They would then load them on Air Force One. Bush ordered their cell phones be taken. He gave the orders. They said, take the batteries off so that they can't be tracked. Oh, because when the battery's on them, even when the phone is off, they can be tracked, by the way. That's now admitted, part of the tracking system. And then they landed at another base on the East Coast and took off from there with more reporters who had no idea where they were going. And then once they were over the Atlantic Ocean, they were told, you're going to Baghdad with the president. They then told them, you are here with us and you're going to be able to cover this after we take off and have left Iraqi airspace. So they land in the dead of night from the time the plane touched down, from the time they took off, 2 hours, 25 minutes. Air Force One landed with its lights off, took off with its lights off, accelerating to top speeds of 664 miles an hour, screaming out in a cowardly fashion. And, of course, that's not really focused on the media. It's just, oh, look at his courage, landing and bringing them turkeys while they breathe depleted uranium at 1,900 times the safe levels. As they are denied water filters and clean water, as they're denied basic health care when they're wounded, as they're denied their pay for months on end, if they're injured, they're not given their disabilities, they're kicked out. I have articles today on this, everyday new horrors. So in truth, our troops are being treated like cannon fodder, but in the media, oh, the dear leader, Kim Jong-il, the hereditary leader, oh, I was thinking of another hereditary dictator, I mean, George W. Bush, he is so gracious, he delivers turkeys. I mean, this is a sick, cynical manipulation, like everything else. And a lot of people are buying it. I've heard disgusting talk radio this weekend and this morning talking about how great he is. Look at him, how much he cares bringing them turkeys. He cares about them. He flew over there just to bring them turkeys. Boy, I tell you, Bill Clinton would have never done that. Bill Clinton pulled similar stunts. Hillary Clinton was over there basically campaigning for president in Afghanistan, bringing them turkeys. Did you know there's identical photos, you know, very similar with her with the turkeys? Yes, type into the AP search engine or the Reuters search engine. You'll see photos of it, disgusting images that were flashed on news screens briefly Friday of Hillary delivering turkeys, as she does nothing to take care of the troops, and as she pushes for more war and supports the entire neocon agenda. Let's talk to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, Manuel stole my thunder. I was going to talk about that. I have two other quick points. Did you look at the news regarding the Simkanin trial at all?
Well, for those that don't know, the owner of Aero Custom Plastics, who helped fund the full-page ads in USA Today, saying, where's the law? The U.S. Code says the IRS is private. The 16th Amendment was never ratified, giving us the income tax, which is now admitted by the major states, who never even ratified it in their own records. But, again, they just announced it back in 1913 when they gave us the Federal Reserve Act as well. And Dick Simkanin was arrested for not paying his income taxes, and it was a hung jury, the majority of them, what was it, 10 of the 11 said he was not guilty. One of them said he was guilty, so they've clapped him back in irons, no bail, despite the fact he has no criminal record, and they're going to try him again, so double jeopardy.
Well, that might be true, but in a way it's a victory that he came so close to an acquittal after such a very short trial, with the judge disallowing virtually every means for defense that he had.
Well, there was a female airline pilot refused to pay the taxes on the law, and she was acquitted.
That's true. But the thing is Dick Simcannon was not withholding from his employees, which is a real threat to them. And
yeah,
the fact
he simply gave his employees the law and says, do you want me to do this or not? You can pay it yourself if you want. And he said the law is clear, which it is, and so he was arrested and not given bail. Folks, think about this.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The other point I want to cover was the thing you're doing at the Alamo Draft House. I'd love to be able to set up something similar for you where you don't have to travel here to Missouri. Maybe you could teleconference in. Are you showing a 35-millimeter print, or is it on video?
No, it's projected. It covers about two-thirds of the large movie screen.
On film or
no? It's they have modern projection systems where video looks pretty good on the big screen.
Oh, okay. So that kind of equipment would be necessary. But there's one here in St. Louis that I know they're set up for 35. I don't know if they're set up for that. Maybe equipment could be brought in, but it's
Most theaters that are in the business of letting people show alternative films have the projection system.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and contact them, but I'm thinking that in the future, if you do this, if you're live at the Draft House, you could be teleconferenced in to a number of other different theaters. I've seen this with multi-level marketing presentations.
Well, I'm not on an AM or FM in St. Louis. I routinely am a guest on shows. I would have to set it up, go on some shows, promote it for it to be a success, but I really can't plan stuff like that on the air right now.
What would you like me to contact that theater in town, the Tivoli, see if and get back to you?
I know a lot of people have been showing Road to Tyranny in theaters without asking my permission. So yeah, just get in touch with my office, and we'll try to set something up.
All right, thank you very much, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate it, Pete. I just want to reach out to people. I just want people to see the truth. That's why I say when you order my videos, you're authorized to make copies of them for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. I want you to get them. I want you to make copies. I want you to hand them out to people. I want you to air them on Access TV. I want to wake people up and warn them about what's happening. An overthrow of America by the private interests that own the military-industrial complex. Let's talk to Henry in Colorado. Henry, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes. Welcome back. I listening to this John Hinckley stuff that's been going on lately about his being let out of jail.
And that's the guy, for those that don't know, that shot Ronald Reagan in 1981. They claim John Hinckley Jr. And he's been getting home visitation now for 2 years, and they want to release him.
Right. It made me focus back on an issue that happened back in the Clinton administration where. Just before a gun grabbing bill was passed, they had a gentleman from Security Colorado here that shot up the White House. And this gentleman has never been heard of. I've tried to see where he's at, or I've contacted the media, and it's like nobody wants to give out any information on him. Some people claim they don't know what happened or anything about it. I was wondering if that might be part of a Northward type of propaganda.
Well, for those that don't know what Northwoods is, it's the official U.S. government plan that got green-lighted all the way up to Kennedy, who said no to it, to commit sniper attacks in D.C. and blame it on patsies, even describes how to do that, to bomb D.C., to bomb Miami, to crash jets, to blow up ships, to kill U.S. Marines with Army soldiers dressed up like Cubans. So, yes, and I mean, even Limbaugh's had to admit, every time there's a gun bill introduced, suddenly there's a mass shooting the day of the vote or the day before the vote.
I mean, we haven't heard of this guy's up for parole or any type of motions at all. It's just like he just dropped out of sight. Another issue I want to touch on.
Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you comment on it, Henry, when we get back, then we'll talk to Wesley and others. And then I'm going to get into the open letter to Bush by one of the widows of 9/11. I want to get back into the end of Posse Comitatus, putting troops on the streets. And I want to talk about the plunging dollar. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hurry through these calls because I do want to get to what's happening with the Patriot Act, as some of the people involved in its sculpting are now saying they have reservations. I want to get into the admissions now of the fact that the Pentagon is going to basically run our lives, and a letter by one of the widows of September 11th to George W. Bush as well as the plunging dollar. Right now, let's go back to Henry in Colorado, who was bringing up John Hinckley Jr., who's about to be released from the mental institution for the 1981 shooting of Ronald Reagan. And again, if you're talking about the shooting of Ronald Reagan or Martin Luther King or JFK, we could spend whole shows proving that it was the government, proving that it was criminal elements. This is just part of statescraft in history, part of wickedness. I almost hate to get off into the issues because there's so many facets to it. To just mention it and say it's the fact does it a disservice without going over the evidence. But go ahead, Henry, finish up.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Another point I found very suspicious was last week when the two troops were stoned to death. Well, I understand one was a sergeant major, and the first report said he was out there without any communications and in a Toyota pickup truck. I find that, and has 4 months left in service. First of all, I find the sergeant major very unlikely with that amount of time left to be out in the field. And what was he doing out there with no communication?
Well, first they claimed that they had beaten them and drug their dead bodies around. It turned out that was a lie. So, again, we've been lied to so much, we don't know what to believe. We've caught them in so many lies, premeditated, systematic, Hollywood-style, in many cases run by Hollywood, propaganda, so we don't know what the truth is.
I was wondering, with these troops supposedly running around in unmarked vehicles, is it possible there could be criminal black market activity going on?
Well, that usually happens in war, and our military isn't immune to that, but I don't know.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet. I mean, there's so much stuff I can prove, I just can't really speculate. I'm sorry. Let's go. I know they've arrested some troops for black market thieving and stealing, and but again, they'll bust a few low-level troops for taking home some knives or some gold while the globalists loot the entire country. So it's like going after Martha Stewart, who's involved in a couple of multi-million dollar possible scams. Then you have multi-trillion dollar scams going on with the California pension funds and energy deals, and there's almost no discussion of it. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
I'd like to talk to you about John Lear and General Tommy Franks.
Okay, go ahead.
John Lear last night on a radio talk show said that if you were to fly a plane the size of the plane that allegedly struck the Pentagon, if you flew a plane that size that close to the ground, that there would be such a counter force or a lifting force that would be so great that it would actually have lifted the plane up and over the top of the building, that you couldn't fly a plane that size that close to the ground without having that kind of a reverse.
And of course, the Lear character is the heir to the Learjet fortune and engineer himself. But people are saying, wait a minute, you land planes. Yes. You slow down, the jet's at a certain angle with the nose tipped up, you slow down with your flaps, you come in a controlled landing, you don't fly in at maximum speed 20 feet off the ground with precision and T-bone your target. And so there's a lot of focus on where is the Boeing, where is the jet? And again, I don't particularly myself focus in on that because I can prove public officials were warned not to fly to New York and D.C. I can prove that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda CIA controlled. I can prove that NORAD was ordered to stand down. I can prove that explosions went off in those buildings. I can prove that Building 7 imploded in a geometric fashion. On and on and on and on, I can prove it. When we get into the missing Boeing, it becomes kind of a black hole of discussion where it can't be proved either way.
The second thing that I wanted to mention was General Tommy Franks' interview in Cigar Aficionado. While I was on the phone waiting to talk to you, I reread the article twice, Alex. And, you know, if you were to be elected president, it would be such a catastrophe. We'd be better off to all move to Mexico. But nowhere in that article did he mention anything about employing a military type of government here in the United States.
Pardon me? You know, I'll tell you what. I got a quick guest coming on, but I want you to stay right there because we'll come back to you after that. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80%. On car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Okay, more of your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes after I get into some of this news. But I want to finish up right now with Wesley in Tennessee. We posted the Cigar Aficionado article, the whole thing, not just the Newsmax article with the headline Tommy Frank says after next terror attack we'll go under military government or martial law. And that's all posted on Infowars.com. And we hit the last break. Wesley was... I believe you were saying that you read the article and you didn't get that from the article that he said that we go under a military form of government. Your comments?
No, I would. I bet my last buck on it. I mean, I reread the article twice while I was holding for you, What he did include was an absolutely heart-wrenching description of himself as a lover and defender of the good old Constitution of the United States. And, gosh, I'll tell you, if you read that part of it, you better get a box of Kleenex, because it'll just rip your heart out.
Where he says, I'm an old-fashioned corny guy.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly
it. I knew day one it was Al-Qaeda right when I saw the buildings. I'm sad to say it, but if there's another attack, we're going to, what was the exact quote? We're going to, have the people called going to a militarized form of government or a militarized society in America.
What he did.
Well, hold on, Wesley, okay. because what the Associated Press got from it, what Newsmax got from it, is what I got from it. You're saying you got something different, but look at those headlines from the news. Then we posted the article. How he's selling it, you don't expect him to come out and say, martial law is great because we want to run your lives. No, they sell it to you like Defense Secretary Cohen did in 97 in the Army Times when he said, well, I'm sad to say it, but he actually said this, but we're going to have armored personnel carriers on every corner. It's just terrible to say it, but we've got to go ahead and go along with it. It's like Jacques Cousteau before he died saying, it's horrible to say that 355,000 people must be killed today if the Earth's going to survive, but it's even worse not to say it. So what he's doing is he's setting it up. He's saying, we're going to have this type of government if this happens, and that's why those analyzing the article said that. I wasn't the first to say it, so I disagree with what you get from that. I mean, have you seen the cover of Cigar Aficionado with his CIA cufflinks? I don't know. I mean, I think you need to read it. It's a long, 20-page article. So I think if you've read it twice, you need to read it a little bit slower. And, I can respectfully disagree with you, Wesley, but I think what Newsmax got from it and what I got from it is accurate. I mean, I can read what the head of NORTHCOM has to say. In fact, I will, out of the L.A. Times about troops on the streets of America. So, where are you going with this?
Well, no, I'm certainly not a defender of Tommy Franks. Like I said, if he got elected president, we might as well move to Mexico because he turned this country into a third world nation anyway. But
well, look at who is running for president, Wesley,
right.
Wesley Clark, the head of the Waco operation.
Yeah, absolutely right. No, he did say in the article though that he was in favor of hiring civilians to move into some military jobs, freeing up the military from a lot of clerical duties and allowing them to be more occupied with the business.
Yeah, but already about a tenth of the force in Afghanistan is mercenary. They're using mercenaries in Iraq. The move is to using front companies that are basically the CIA to privatize the profits to former deputy directors and directors who run these companies to then run the society, then it's private and there's no oversight.
Well, I got to hand it to you. You've got a good eye. I've got the copy of Cigar Aficionado in my lap, and by golly, he does have CIA cufflinks on, so you're a pretty observant guy because that one slipped right by me. But
look, that whole article is tailored to sell the guys that make $500,000 a year, that think they're part of the elite, that own the yachts and the jet boats and the, you know, all the rest of it, to read that and think, oh, he loves America. Well, I guess if we get attacked, we're going to have martial law. He's sad about it, and so am I, but that's just the way it is. Hey, listen, Wesley, I appreciate the call. You need to read that article a little bit closer. But call me back if you disagree after you've read it again, because I agree with Newsmax. It's martial law, folks. Now, before I go to Kevin and Charles and others that are holding and try to cram this news I mentioned in fact, I'm going to get to it here, folks. I want to bring up a good friend of mine, our biggest sponsor, a great guy, Jim Shepherd, who's been holding now for 9 minutes, and I appreciate that. Jim Shepherd is the owner of New Millennium Concepts, the best Berkey water filter systems out there. The new Berkey Light with the black element, even better, made in America. They have the sports bottle filters that are for when you're out on the town or at work. Folks, every day I see articles of Prozac and Ritalin and Hormones and MBTE and Cryptosporidium. Did you know the major water systems don't even cut that out? They just try to keep feces from getting in the water system. Every day I see these articles. Stop drinking the poison. Get a high-quality product and support this show. And yes, I'm happy to announce, I haven't really plugged this properly, we now on InfoWars.com, on our secure online shopping cart, have a bunch of great specials and different items and the sports bottles and the black Berkey and the stainless Berkey and the Berkey light systems, all there at discount prices at InfoWars.com. And every day the orders off the secure online server are taken. They are then from Austin, Texas, given to Debbie Morrow at New Millennium Concepts up in Dallas, and they are sent out every day UPS, and then they got great service, folks. And so you can go to InfoWars.com and make your order right there, and it's shipped out within 2 days, generally within 1 day. UPS makes a great Christmas present. And folks, I feel so strongly on this. The fluoride, the chlorine, the dead bacteria, the live bacteria. Folks, I used to get sick maybe twice a year. Since I stopped drinking tap water about 4 years ago, I might get sick with allergies once a year. I never get the flu. I never get colds. It's amazing. Jim Shepherd, thanks for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure. You know, Alex, I was listening to your conversation on Tommy Franks' comments. And, you know, when that story broke last week, I was listening to another conservative talk show host, and he was actually in favor of it. And I was kind of scratching my head on that. And, you know, his callers were calling in and saying, you know, well, you know, if we have to, you know, suspend the Constitution, you know, for a short period of time so we can clean the terrorists out of this country, then it's worth it, you know. And then he did a poll, and I was shocked. If I think I heard it right, 70% of the people that were polled were in favor of it if we had a terrorist attack. And I think that's naive. You know, one thing about the government, they're always happy to take power, but they're very reluctant to give it back to the people.
Well, Jim, even more ominous, they've been building the infrastructure for this for decades. That's what my films have covered. We said that terror would come. They would do exactly what they're now doing. Terrorism, these fools don't know, is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. And it's being used against the topless bars and county commissioners and marijuana dealers. And it's now being used at every level, in every way. It's being used by local governments against people that sue local officials, or calling it paper terrorism. Was this a syndicated show or a local show?
Syndicated. A national show.
Go ahead and tell us the name.
Michael Savage.
Yeah, Michael Savage says he's a fake neocon. I have heard him. I probably listened 15 times, and I've heard him 10 times say, so he must say it every hour on the hour, every person that disagrees with the government should be arrested and put in a forced labor camp to, quote, pay for their keep. He says anyone that disagrees should be arrested, and that's his conservatism while he protects George Bush and his mindless Nazi audience, I guess, must think going under martial law is good. And so you say you heard him conduct a poll in which 70% of his disgusting, mindless, liberal listeners, ultra-commies, don't even know they're communists, that's how communistic they are, sat there and said it was a good idea. So
I want to qualify that, because I tell you what, I was being distracted during the show, but I thought I heard that, and the results of his poll. He did do a poll. I imagine it's on his website, the results of it, but I was kind of shocked by that. I thought, whoa, that is really bizarre.
Well,
you know, that many people would be in, that even anybody would be in favor of it. I mean, we do have laws on the books to take care of these terrorists without suspending the Constitution.
Yeah, but you notice, Jim, that that's what the Franks interview did. I'm real sad about it, but it's going to happen to keep us safe. See, that's the solution. He's saying the solution is martial law, setting aside the Constitution. That's what you get from the article in a psychologically twisted way, and that's, as you just heard the listeners, that's what we're getting now. And these fools have no idea that the real FBI anti-terror training is for Christians and homeschoolers and land rights groups, and I have FEMA teaching police that in my film, Road to Tyranny.
Mm. Well, you know, it is amazing to me that people don't think it through. If we don't have a constitution, there are no rights. People can disappear, never be heard of again, and there's no requirement that any disclosures be made. And I'm telling you what, that doesn't sound like peace, safety, and security to me.
Well, again, they tell us give up liberty for security, you give up liberty, you get tyranny. History shows us, but they're creating this false mindset that give up liberty, you get security. But you pointed out, Jim, rightfully so, that you know they don't just create a new government agency and then get rid of it. No, it's going to grow, and they've said that the terror threat is going to grow.
And remember, this is a 50-year war, so I guess we suspend the Constitution for 50 years, and hopefully our grandchildren, they'll, out of the kindness of their heart, turn it back, the power back over to the people. I'll tell you, I think that you used a good word, and I think that the word is ominous.
It is ominous, and it's real, and if people are freaked out over Franks's comments, the head of NORTHCOM, Air Force General Ralph E. Eberhardt, said stuff even worse in an L.A. Times article last week. So they're clearly preparing the mind now for this. Jim, we've got the new shopping cart on Infowars.com, the secure online shopping cart for the filters, for the specials. You've got some new specials for folks. Why should people stop drinking the water that this government's giving them?
Well, you know, you may recall that Congress didn't get this legislation passed, and really it kind of got hitched on, and they're going to address it again in January. But I guess where they couldn't come into agreement was that they wanted to exempt MTBE manufacturers from being sued. Remember, this is the stuff they're putting in reformulated gas. It's been found in the water supplies of 49 different states. Lab testing shows that it causes testicular cancer, certain lymphomas, and this kind of stuff. And basically what they want to do is exempt the manufacturers of this from being sued. And so, you know, this is a big issue, but the reality is that a lot of the facilities don't even test for MTBE in the water. And but that's just one chemical. There are other chemicals that are being found in our water, and there are other pollutants. And so basically, Alex, it makes a good sense to clean up your water at point of use. And a lot of people, you know, they get confused with respect to water filtration systems, so they buy bottled water. Well, there's no regulation on bottled water. And it's basically self-regulated. You can use tap water and call it, you know, spring water if you want.
They have found in many cases that bottled water is more contaminated than New York municipal water. It's killed people in some cases. Plus, there's the prohibitive cost.
Well,
for the price
of
a big Berkey,
they're actually adding fluoride to the water. They're adding caffeine to the water. By a study of the University of Cincinnati, they found that 75% of bottled waters that they tested had a bacteriological count 10 times or greater than what would normally be found in tap water. So it's just a false sense of security. It might taste good, but you really need to treat that water at point of use, because the reality is you just don't know what's in the water. And, you know, we have people call us all the time, geez, where can we get our water tested? People don't even know where to get their water tested. And
well, Jim, there's so many facets. The MBTE, the fluoride, the chloride, the hormones, the Prozac, the birth control stuff. It's massive. Stop drinking the poison water. Tell folks about the specials, Jim.
Okay, Alex, we have an overstock of the large Imperial ceramic filters, and so what we're going to do is we're going to put together kind of a new animal, and this is and we're going to put together some Berkey lights without the lights, with the oversized Super Steracil ceramic filters, and give your listening audience a great price on it, so that they can buy these for their family. They can, you know, buy them at a inexpensive price. We have a number of other specials, but I want to talk about this one. And basically, what we're going to do is we're going to assemble the Berkey light with two of the Imperial Super Steracil ceramic candles. This system would normally sell for $199. During the month of December, we're going to offer it to your listeners for $149. That's roughly 25% off. This is a great way to get the kids something, and of course the ceramic filters remove the pathogenic bacteria and that type of thing. And then we're also going to offer a second special for folks that are concerned about arsenic, fluoride, MTBE in the water. We're going to offer the PF4 arsenic, fluoride, and MTBE reduction elements, normally $85, a set of four of them for $70, and that's enough to last a year with the filtration system. So those are two great specials. Now, you'll need to go to our website to get that special if you want to see the description of it, and you can you've got that on your website still, the link for the specials.
Absolutely, or folks can call toll-free 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. And, folks, I really want to encourage you to go to Infowars.com and link through the secure online shopping cart as well, 1-888-803-4438. They also have little sports bottles. You can buy.
And we do have some other specials. It's worth going up and looking at the specials, the holiday specials. These are designed for folks that want to buy gifts.
Hey, I tell you what, Jim, we got a break now. I hear the music, and when we get back, we'll briefly finish up. Then I'm going to get into this 9/11 victim telling Bush, I think you intentionally allowed 9/11 to happen to gather public support. We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay with us.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother is afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094.
All right, we kind of ran into that last break. It snuck up on us. Jim Shepard, you've also got the special, holiday special, where you get, what, five of the sports bottles for $100. What is it, 10 for $200. That's a huge discount. These are little portable units that cut out a lot of the stuff. They don't cut out everything like the Berkey Light or the Black Berkey Elements, but those are another great deal to give as gifts. 1-888-803-4438 or InfoWars.com. Final comments, Jim.
Yeah, well, a lot of times during the holidays, people send you trinkets, something you can hang on your wall that you'd never hang on your wall. So you put it, what we do is we put things in a closet that all these little trinkets people send us, then we pass them on the next holiday to somebody else. But, if you're going to give somebody something for the holidays, this is a gift that could save their life. It's a gift that will certainly benefit their health on into the future. It's a gift that keeps on giving day after day after they use it. And so what we did, Alex, is we put together these holiday specials so that you can get quantity discounts if you want to get several members in your family gifts. And so it would be a good thing to go up and look at some of these specials. We have the potassium iodate mix and match specials and so forth.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming up on the show. And I didn't hear the Michael Savage garbage, and I'm glad that you were there to report on that for us, and God bless.
All right. God bless you.
Take care, my friend. And understand, folks, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, they say, oh, we got to control the borders. Oh, we got to do something for the Second Amendment. Oh, we got to stop the liberals. But they don't talk about how Bush has the exact same agenda as Clinton, but they're nothing but New World Order puppets. And I've heard Savage say, put anybody in a camp that disagrees with the government. Now, that's what he says. Put people in camps. Now, America isn't America if we start putting people in camps with no due process for what they say. And you look at what they're doing at these protests with the police and the riot gear and the armored vehicles, all of it. Now, I ran out of time for this hour because I got off in Tommy Franks and then off into water filters, and I know we got a lot of phone callers, and I wanted to get to this, so let me start this article, then we'll go into the next article with the news I promised to cover, then we'll go back to your calls, okay? This is on InfoWars.com. 9/11 victim Elaine Morani, open letter to the President of the United States. Mr. Bush, this open letter is coming from my heart. I want you to know that I am neither a Republican nor Democrat, and this is not an attempt to bash the government. And then later she says, in the days following the attacks, all air traffic was grounded. Americans, including myself, were stranded. And then she goes into flying the bin Ladens out. But listen to this. It is my belief that you intentionally allowed 9/11 to happen to gather public support for a war on terrorism. These wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have not accomplished what you stated were your goals. Why have you not captured bin Laden? Where are Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction? All that has happened is a bill that is passed before Congress for $87 billion to rebuild what you ordered blown to bits. As an American who lost a loved one in the war on terror, I do pray and support our troops who were sent to Afghanistan and Iraq by you. These troops have and will continue to die for your lies. As an American, I can make this statement as it appears that associates of your family may stand to prosper from the rebuilding of Afghanistan and Iraq. So I'm going to read the whole letter. That's just bits and pieces of it. When we start the next hour, I'll start at the top and read the letter. It's not that long. It's two pages. And then I'll get into Mission Creep Hits Home. The head of NORTHCOM says we need troops on the streets to keep us safe. This from the L.A. Times. Another story I haven't spent enough time on, this out of the Washington Times. First Amendment survey finds knowledge lacking. Over two-thirds of college students and administrators who participated in the national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. That's why we're in so much trouble, folks, because by design, they've dumbed people down. Your calls, a ton of news, straight ahead when we start this third hour. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. More real talk radio when we get back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Lights self-sterilize.